I was listening to Coast to Coast, and I heard the story by Doug Mutchler, and I was really shocked because my father had told me a lot of stories after his time in the war when he worked in Alaska, and apparently this was some top secret thing.
From what year to what year?
It was 1959 through 1961.
In your email, you said after finishing college degrees, he was, quote, recruited by the military to join a group of other experts to study and work at an underground structure in Alaska that, in his words, they called the Dark Pyramid.
Yeah, and he also, sometimes he called it the Dark Pyramid, and sometimes he would call it the Black Pyramid. And what he had told me about it was that he was recruited to go out there.
By what unit of the military?
I don't know if it was through the Navy or who it was through. But I know that they had some kind of deal set up with Western Electric. They had taken some of these people and recruited them. And then my mom always said she had to keep it a secret.
What he did?
Yeah. She told everybody that he was overseas.
Where did he work?
He was in Omaha, Nebraska.
And then he was approached at Western Electric by representatives from some military branch in the United States?
To the best of my knowledge, that is how it happened.
What do you understand happened?
He said that he flew to Alaska, and he landed in Unalakleet, and from Unalakleet, they were on a military bus with blacked-out windows. He wore a compass around his neck that my mom had given him. And he said that they headed from that point mostly east from Unalakleet. He said that was his transfer point. They landed in Unalakleet, and then they got on a military bus, had blacked out windows, and they weren't supposed to know where they were going or anything.
Your father knew that for a fact because he was watching the compass around his neck?
That's correct.
Well, when they started northeast, did he ever say where they ended up?
It was about a six-hour drive altogether.
Could you tell me if he described how many men were with him in that bus?
Well, he said it was a full bus. I know when they got there, they had a campus. They had something set up. He said it wasn't tents, but it wasn't that far from it. And they had them in there. And they had about a four-week period where they went through orientation. And then he started working on this project.
Where did your father work, and what else did he tell you in detail?
They had elevator shafts that went down. My father would always say when we'd complain about doing farm work and stuff that if we only knew what it was like working 700 feet under the ground, then we wouldn't be complaining.
Well, did he ever give details about what it was like at 700 feet underground?
He worked in an enclosed room. They had elevator shafts. He said they were more like mining shafts, you know, where they'd close the gate up in front of you and they'd drop you down. And once he was at the bottom, then they'd have the rooms down on the corners. Apparently, he always said they were on the corners of where this structure was. And he worked in the enclosed building.
He worked on a corner of the underground structure that they called the Dark Pyramid?
Yes. He said that the corners of the structures faced northeast, southeast, southwest, and northwest.
Are you describing the base of a pyramid?
Yes. And another thing that was kind of funny is when he built this house out here in 1971, he built it and it faces the same way. He made the driveway longer and turned his house crooked.
Did he explain why that placement was important?
No, he never did, but I kind of figured it out later when he had me working on some little projects of his. From the time I was 12, I've been working on a farm, and he had me work on a aluminum structure that he created that he could convert like a low volt into a higher voltage.
And it was all aluminum?
The structure was aluminum. We couldn't use steel, and he was always adamant about 48-degree angle.
Where?
From the angle of the pyramid structure that he built, from the corner to the point.
The point of the pyramid up above.
Right.
Did he ever imply what that extra 3 degrees might mean above 45?
No, I have no idea, but I know that he could take a 110-volt generator and could hook it up and it would go through a series of wires to each of the corners of it, and he would put these converted electric motors at the end of them, and when he'd run the voltage through it, he could run enough to run our entire house, the farm, everything. He said he could multiply energy.
How did he explain what this dark pyramid structure was? Where did it come from? Who made it?
I don't know anything about where it came from. And he said he knew it was pyramidal shaped, and he didn't know if there was an interior to it or if it was made out of stone or steel or whatever. All he knew was that they were using the angles of it to distribute energy.
How big was the pyramidal structure?
Like I said, they had shafts that went down, and he said he was 700 feet under the ground.
Where did your father suggest that 700 feet down was in relationship to the whole pyramidal structure?
That was at the base, at the corners.
That would suggest that the pyramid underground was perhaps how tall?
He said he was 700 feet under, and then when they were 700 feet down, that was the vertical shaft, and then there was also horizontal shafts that led to the corners.
And did he ever go in a horizontal shaft directly into whatever was at each of those pyramidal corners?
Yes, he did. At the end of those, there was another room with conduits that went out of it, and I know he worked in there several times.
And the conduits that were leading from the room that your father was personally in one of the pyramid corners, where did those conduits go?
Those led straight into the corner of the structure.
If he's coming down in an elevator down 700 feet.
Right.
When the elevator opens up, is he outside the corner of the pyramid or inside?
No, he is in some kind of room. He said they had bunks there where they could sleep and kind of a bunkhouse, and they had a kitchen, and then they had a control room and then a hallway that led out of there to the corner of the structure. He said that they were cement hallways, you know, nothing fancy or carpeted or anything like that, just cement hallways, and he'd go from the main control room. He said it was like an electronic room. They had like glass transformers or insulators of some kind in there, and it was just kind of a electronic control room.
And did he ever suggest that he had been briefed about the relationship of that electronic control room to the rest of the pyramid?
Well, he knew that they were working on some kind of energy distribution or acceleration, and he knew that they were trying to get energy to go through the corners and up through the middle and try to accelerate that energy.
In your email, you said, quote, "In his later years, he would always complain when receiving his electric bill that it would be free if we knew the truth."
Yeah. He said that even if it wasn't free, it should be pennies. And he talked about Tesla a lot. He felt there was a way to distribute energy that would be free.
Did your dad ever describe in any way what agency of the government he worked for?
Well, I know he was working for the higher-ups. I've seen papers, correspondence from Pentagon. I know he was working for some pretty high-up people in the government. He used to bring home envelopes that even through the 80s that would be confidential. And we knew better than to go through any of his papers.
When was the last month and year that you know for a fact that your father was making these trips down the 700-foot elevator and walking into that electronic base of that pyramid?
Well, I know they went down there for a week at a time, and then they would have 2 days off. And the last time would be sometime in 1961. You know, when I heard your story on Coast to Coast, and it shocked me that there was somebody talking about the same thing that my dad had talked about.
Do you remember what your father said specifically about Tesla's work?
Well, I know that he compared Tesla's work to fractals. And he also said that a pyramid shape was the perfect structure to create fractals.
How does that relate to electricity?
Well, I don't know. I think it had something to do with the fractals somehow enhancing the energy.
What would have been your father's bottom line about his knowing that he had worked on an underground pyramid that was large and could generate so much energy that the world wouldn't have to be paying much for power?
He thought if we had some kind of a network where you could transfer energy from one source to another, the energy that we're using, he thought we could cut down by a tenth.
Did your father ever hint that the pyramid underground in Alaska where he worked could have been constructed by something from outer space?
Well, he never said so. I know I've asked him just recently. I asked him about it, and he said he didn't know.
So when you have asked him over the years whether the pyramid in Alaska was made by creatures from outer space, he has always told you he didn't know.
He says that it was technology that was completely unknown at the time, and he didn't know where the technology came from. He had his little part, and then other people had their parts, and I think they kept him a little in the dark.
But your father said to you that he was working on technology of a completely unknown source.
Absolutely.
That would suggest, don't you think, that something non-human from someplace else in the cosmos built that pyramid underground in Alaska?
Well, it makes me wonder, because my dad, there was one thing he said, whatever you say, that's your word. And I know whatever he told me were all true stories.